MissouriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi released a statement saying he wants an honorary degree given a Bill Cosby nearly 20 years ago rescinded from the Columbia campus. Choi says allegations against Cosby are incompatible with the honorary doctorate in human letters given to him in 1999. Meanwhile, State Representative Courtney Cox of Ferguson wants Choi to appear in front of a committee. Curtis questions a new requirement that freshmen live in dorms and what's been billed as a way to generate revenue. Curtis is critical of the move, given the recent circumstances of a sexual assault on the university system's Kansas City campus.
I guess they want to call it a budget crisis or whatever. They're going to force the freshmen strictly to live on campus. And as someone that fights for people to be protected in every environment, it doesn't make me feel good.
Curtis sent a letter to Choi yesterday asking that he be at the upcoming hearing of the House Urban Issues Committee. A lawsuit's been filed by Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley against three pharmaceutical manufacturers alleging they are purposely falsifying the addictive threats of opioid drugs. Hawley says Missouri is seeking one of the largest judgments in the history of the state with hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. Jamie Fabick of St. Louis County shares how she lost her teenage daughter, Helen, to an opioid overdose in 2014.
I always ask myself, how did we go from picking junior rings, college campus visits, to picking out a casket and what we're going to bury her in? Happened that fast. All the dreams, hopes, and aspirations of her incredible life that laid out in front of her were gone.
Requests for comments from the companies have not been returned. Influential Missouri Republican donor Sam Cox is urging his national political network to convince State Attorney General Josh Hawley to enter the U.S. Senate race against Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill next year. USA Today reports Fox has praised Hawley's political credentials. St. Louis has been ranked the fourth worst city in America to live in. 24/7 Wall Street says the city represents the economic decline that afflicted many large industrial cities over the latter part of the 20th century. The website said decades of manufacturing decline, white flight, and exclusionary zoning in St. Louis have led to some of the worst urban decay, racial segregation, and income inequality of any major city. Veteran organizations like the Vietnam Veterans of America want action on Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's legislation involving secret mustard gas experiments. Deputy Director Bernard Edelman says the bill would make it easier for World War II veterans to prove they were exposed to the chemical weapons.
They are deserving of a measure of justice that has been far too long denied them.
The companies have not yet responded to a request for comment. Independence Police near Kansas City are investigating a suspicious package found at a convenience store last night. A bomb squad was called to the scene. Jason Taylor, MissouriNet.